AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
Joining me now is Dublin-based content creator Robin McManus. You might have seen her on your feed recently after posting a TikTok with a PowerPoint pitch that actually landed her tickets to Electric Picnic, thanks to Three. Robin, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me. How exciting.
Very exciting. Now, you've got to walk us through this. A PowerPoint presentation on TikTok to manage to get yourself Electric Picnic tickets for free.
Oh, me and my friend are such chancers. I can't cope. I was lucky enough to be invited down to Electric Picnic last year, but the tickets came in very last minute last year. And I know that's fine with me, but not for my friend Jess. So we said, how are we going to secure these? So we came up with the idea to do a PowerPoint presentation, and we went for the works. It was about 8-10 slides, and we used her projector out her back garden and a bamboo stick, and it was very extra. But yeah, thank God for Three, because we got our tickets.
That's brilliant. I love the innovation and the teamwork that goes around it. What was your reaction when you saw the Three Ireland had duetted it and went through your, what went through your head?
Oh my God. I was with my friend at the time, and we bounced around, and then it turned like so quickly into panic of we have to get ready for Electric Picnic.
And then you're kind of thinking, right, I gotta pack, I gotta make sure I've got a tent, I gotta, you know, because I'd imagine when you're thinking about actually going to Electric Picnic and you're making this PowerPoint, you're maybe, you know, you're hopeful that it's going to happen, but maybe not so quickly.
Exactly. And I knew we were just chancing our arms. So although my friend had booked time off work just in case, and we had had a little look at outfits, we genuinely were not expecting to find out that we were going to Electric Picnic. Especially that soon.
That's brilliant. And I guess, do you feel like social media is changing the way that brands and creators connect, especially with things like this? The PowerPoint pitch on TikTok seems to be a growing trend.
Yeah. No, it really does. But I hadn't seen anybody go all out with the projector unless they were actually already in the marketing space. But 100%, the tides are turning. It's not just posting pretty pictures on Instagram anymore. I think it's really about connecting brands to the audience and audience to the creator. And it's like creating this, like, there was so many comments coming through of people being like, I'm switching to Three now. So yeah, it's not how social media would have looked a couple of years ago, put it that way. You certainly wouldn't be making PowerPoint presentations, making a show of yourself. But I think TikTok has allowed for a lot more creativity and to think outside the box and post that obscure creative piece of content that wouldn't have been seen on Instagram before.
Yeah, definitely. So now, obviously, you're officially going to Electric Picnic, and I can't wait to find out what your plans are next. But stay with us for just a couple of minutes, because I'm sure loads of people will have questions for you. If you want to get in touch, I'm having a chat with Robin McManus, who now, along with her friend, due to a PowerPoint presentation on TikTok, is now going to Electric Picnic. I'm dying to find out what else you're going to be doing and what the plans are for EP. So stick with us. Picnic, thanks to Three Ireland, and all because of your amazing PowerPoint presentation. So what's the plan? You're officially going. Have you got everything sorted? Are the plans in place and all the packing happening?
We're officially going. Most of the plans are in place, but to be honest, I seem to be spending a bit more time working on my TikTok and creating lists and plans for everybody else rather than my own. So I definitely need to come off TikTok and actually start getting into action myself, but at least I have all the lists there ready to go. We're still unsure. Imagine this close. We're still unsure if we're going to go down on the Thursday or the Friday. But we do plan on staying till the Monday, which is something we haven't ever done before. We've never finished out a festival, but since Three, you know, we can't let Three down at this point. So yeah, we plan to stick around. The last festival we did, we were extremely extra. My friend is very organized, me not so much. And we had an 8-man tent for the two of us. We had such a setup. So hopefully we can just replicate that again and there's not going to be too much work.
I love that, an 8-man tent and all of the preparations that goes into that. Who are you most excited to see at EP, do you think?
Apple Roan for me, Hosier yes. for my friend, and I'm telling you, the fact that I still haven't seen Kneecap, and I can't wait. I thought all along, part of my presentation was to include like what our EP missions were, and mine was Chapel Roan. And I'll be honest with you, I was driving back from Kerry yesterday in the car and Kneecap came on and I said, I fear I might be more excited for Kneecap than I am Chapel.
Well, it's gearing up to be a great weekend. Obviously, you've been to Electric Picnic before, but now that you've got, you know, your the brand on side, your, you know, the I suppose the vision of your PowerPoint has to come true. Are you definitely going to stay there for the whole weekend and just really immerse yourself into the festival vibe?
We plan to stick it out till the last second. So hopefully we can make that happen and not let three down.
I'm sure you'll be amazing. Has this opened up any new doors for you in terms of brand work or content opportunities?
Absolutely. Yeah, was not expecting it to blow the way that it did. But yeah, there's brand work coming in today in relation to Electric Picnic as well. Yeah, it's just fantastic. And it's exactly what I want to be doing. Mm-hmm. I post real-time lifestyle content, like real-time vlogs. And the best place in the world to do them is a festival.
Yeah. And I guess when it comes to terms of getting your outfits ready, what's the planning process? Because I know yourself and your friend are definitely, you're going to be bringing it to Electric Picnic. Why not? Talk us through the packing and if there's some items that maybe people aren't thinking about, but we've got a couple of weeks to go. We have the time to get ourselves ready. What are your top tips?
Oh, for sure. This, you know, you're speaking my language. I love this. This is all I'm doing on TikTok at the minute. So I have a couple of things on the top of my head here. Number one, for the girls, when you're planning your outfits, get yourself an old Shein bag or a packing cube, something like that, and put your full outfit into a bag on its own with all your accessories, the sunglasses that you want to wear that day, the boots that you want to wear that day. Have it all ready to go so that when you arrive down and say day one, you're all excited. Day two, you can't think of anything worse. You'll reach into your tent and there will be your full outfit ready to go.
Oh my God, that is an amazing idea, because no matter if it's raining, if it's really sunny, maybe you're a little bit tired the next day, all you have to do is reach for that packing cube and your outfit's ready to go. I love it.
For sure. And then when you're finished at the end of the night, you can put everything straight back into that packing cube and deal with it and wash it when you get home.
Oh my God, that is amazing. Anything else that we need to be thinking about right now while we still have a little bit of time before we have to go to EP?
You need to start begging, borrowing and stealing portable chargers.
Yes.
We brought so many with us the last time. Last year, I spent half of my festival up and back from the charging points. The queues are so long. It costs so much money. When you don't have your phone on you, that's your lifeline at a festival. You can't pay for food and drink. You can't contact your friends. I think it's really important, like, to stay safe as well, to have your phone on you at all times. So if you have two portable chargers, double it.
That's a great idea as well. And then obviously you've mentioned that you've got an 8-man tent. What's the living situation in that tent? What are you doing in there? You know, is there a certain amount of time that you spend in the tent? What's the living quarters going to look like when you're in there?
Well, our living quarters, we actually spent, other than heading into the arena to see the acts that we wanted to see at our last festival, we spent all of our time in the tent. We had a bedroom that we had two camp beds and with loads of space, like a full bedroom for me and my friend. Then we had another room that we used as a pantry and storage and also to shower ourselves and get changed in. And then we had our big open plan living area. We had an inflatable couch, we had camping chairs, we had picnic tables, the works. Make your tent as comfy cozy as you can, because you're going to spend a lot more time in there recovering than you might think before you go in, especially if it's your first festival.
I love it. I am literally going to go right now to TikTok to look at all of your other tips and tricks. And if people want to do the same, Robin, where is the best place to go? Because we're going to be glued to your TikTok to see what you get up to.
Thank you. Yeah, my TikTok is RobinMcManus_ and my Instagram is the exact same handle. But if you put in Robin Festival, you'll find me at this point.
Super stuff. Robin, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on to give us your tips and tricks. And well done on getting your tickets to go along to EP. I hope you have an amazing festival.
Thank you so much. Thanks a mil.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.